gently closing your eyes and adjusting your posture if need be, with your eyes closed, just feeling from the inside out what allows you to be sitting so that you're tall. There's a quality of uprightness that nourishes alert attention, and also at ease so that you're not stiff, and see if you can, when you sense at ease, just loosen whatever is tight so that you're resting in a balanced posture. Breathing together, we'll take a long, deep in-breath, filling the lungs. Please breathe in. And then a very slow out-breath. Slow enough so you can feel the sensations of releasing the breath. Following the breath out. And then inhaling again. Very intentionally filling the lungs and chest. When you're full, holding the breath for just a moment, feeling the sensations of fullness. And then again, a slow out breath, gently releasing, letting go. One more time, inhaling deeply, filling the lungs. Holding for a moment. Releasing the breath slowly, softening down the length of the body as you do. Relaxing so that the breath flows in and out in its natural way now. Letting the breath maybe be in the foreground, but aware of the sounds around you. Aware of this whole field of sensation we call the body. Aware of the incredibly sensitive zone we call heart. And then deepening your attention in the heart area with the inquiry of what brings you here tonight, what your intention is for this evening. Sensing your own sincerity. Including in intention our shared aspiration that our time together, our prayers and meditation, reflections might be of benefit to all beings, to the healing and awakening and freedom of all beings. So it's with that quality of heartfulness we'll chant together. If you'd like to bring the palms together, please do. As we often do, we'll chant the simple mantra Om, this sound current of connectedness. Chant it 3 times. So please inhale deeply.
Thank you.
The essence of our practice is to be aware of what's happening moment to moment, relating to our experience with a gentle, friendly, interested attention, in a way of establishing that mood of friendliness and interest is with the image of a smile. I'd like to invite you to imagine a smile that's spreading through a sky, a great open sky. The curve of a smile extending up and out. Just to imagine that smile descending and merging with your mind, spreading through your mind, letting the mind be like an open sky filled with a smile. Letting this smile, the image of the smile, spread through the eyes. So the eyes soften. You might feel the corners of the eyes slightly lifted up. The brow is smooth. Feeling a slight smile at the mouth. The half smile of the Buddha. Thich Nhat Hanh, a Zen teacher, describes this as smile yoga because it sends a message to our nervous system to relax the fight-flight reactivity of the sympathetic nervous system. Brings ease, openness. So slight smile at the mouth and let the inside of the mouth feel that smile. The eyes are smiling, soft, receptive. The mouth. And then smiling into the heart. Allowing the curve of a smile to spread through the heart and chest area. In a way that makes room, creates space for whatever is there. It's like a bowl or cradling. It just allows the contents of the heart to be held with gentleness. You can let the ease and softness of a smile spread so that even your shoulders now can relax gently back and down. You can feel the shoulders from the inside out and perhaps sense a dissolving or a melting sensation. Letting go. Ice to water. Can you feel that? Ice to water. And then water to gas. Can you imagine the space inside your shoulders? The aliveness there, just floating. Feeling the whole region of the arms, sensing the energy and aliveness inside the arms. Letting the hands rest in a very soft, very easy way. So if your hands are tense or tight, sense the possibility of softening. Softening some more. Placing the awareness inside the hands so you can feel the sensations there. It's See if you can notice the tingling, the pulsing, places of warmth or coolness, perhaps a place of pressure where the hands are touching the legs or each other. An intimate, inside-out awareness, embodied awareness. Letting the chest be open and feeling the life inside the chest. The places of flow or squeeze, of warmth or cool. Tightness or space. Feel the heart from the inside out. What's the experience of your heart from the inside out? As if you could bring your entire awareness inside the heart. Perhaps letting that image of the smile still be there to give enough space to bring presence right directly into the center of your experience of the heart. Tenderness or squeeze, light, space, aliveness, warmth. What's there? Continuing to scan down the body, sensing the navel area and smiling into that area. Curve of a smile in the belly. Sensing the space and aliveness in the belly. Feeling the belly from the inside out. So that the awareness is deep in the torso now. Can you receive this next breath in a softening belly? This breath? And now this one? And again? Just as a cup can be filled with water, this body can be filled with awareness. Feeling the legs from the inside out. Places of contact, the outside of the legs, pressure, warmth, and the inside, flow, vibration. Right into the feet. Allowing your whole awareness to inhabit the feet. Letting it come alive as a field of vibration. Feeling the pressure, gravity, the earth beneath us, imagining a rootedness deep, deep into the earth, this body, its connection, its belonging to earth, and that this field of aliveness we call earth pours into this body. Just imagine a flow of aliveness coming into the body through the earth, so this body can be experienced simultaneously the whole body as a field of sensation. Belonging to the earth. Explore what happens when you let this aliveness express itself without interfering in any way. Not stopping anything, not controlling anything. Noticing this play of sensations happening completely on its own. Widening the attention to include the sounds that are appearing and disappearing in awareness. Just letting the sounds wash through you. With listening, there's nothing to do. Sounds are known spontaneously by awareness. They're happening completely on their own. Experiencing the whole moment through the senses. Just relaxing with this dynamic flow of aliveness. And then notice what happens when the relaxing goes very, very deep. Letting go into the aliveness, into the stream that's here. Moment to moment. Continuing to rest in this moment-to-moment flow of aliveness. Gentle, interested, friendly attentiveness. If you find the mind is drifting a lot into thoughts, you can let the breath be a kind of home base. Just noticing when you are off in virtual reality and very gently inviting the attention to come back right here. Noticing this play of sounds right in this moment. This dance of sensation. This inflow and outflow of the breath. So you're resting in the center of now. Noticing if there's a veil of ideas, thoughts, a kind of separation into a virtual reality. And if that's so, without any judgment, with a quality of curiosity, just sense what's right here. Relaxing, open to listening, perhaps re-relaxing a little in the body, feeling the shoulders from the inside and softening, the hands, loosening the belly, softening there. Sensing that slight smile that can allow you to re-inhabit the body in a kind way. Relax the heart. Again, saying yes and opening to the life that's right here, moment to moment.